once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from a late night drive in the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where we always remember the Lordship of Christ Jesus. We always remember that though the world may rage, though the kings of the world may carry on and live in a delusion that this life, that they have a certain level of control, perhaps within their stature, perhaps within their position. But remember the words that Christ Jesus spoke unto Pilate. When Pilate said to Jesus, don't you know what Pilate said to Jesus when he was going to get crucified? Before that, he said, don't you know that I have the power to release you and the power to have you crucified? And Jesus said unto Pilate, you would have, or the authority, Jesus said to Pilate, you would not have that unless God allowed you to have that position in the first place. And, you know, therefore that he that's handed me over to you is guilty of the greater sin. Now, here's the thing. People in this world have position. Yes, of course. That is part of the design. But realize that the position that people have in this world, it is allowed by the living God. And every king in this world, every ruler, every monarch, every president, every member of parliament, every dictator, every tyrannical leader, every person that is part of any type of organization up to nefarious activities, whatever it may be, all of them must realize that there is a God above all, and they are allowed to exist on His earth, breathe the breath that He's given them on loan for a window of time. And they have been given this window and this space of time for a reason and for a purpose. And if they use that breath in their nostrils to give glory unto the living God, to submit their souls unto the Creator of their being, to ask for His will, for His guidance, for truth, or if they use that time to suppress and to destroy and to rob and to steal and to kill, if they use that time to be part of the destruction of humanity, if they use that time to lie and to steal, if they use that time for the wrong things, well, there will be a reckoning. There will be a time where all will stand before the living God, and all will have to give an account of their lives. And there will be no manipulation. There will be no, you can't sweet talk your way out of that one. There is judgment to come. And the world, as much as it doesn't like it, they stand before a living God having to deal with it. For example, let's take a modern day example. The recent passing of a president, Hugo Chavez, right? Okay. Hugo Chavez recently passed away. Now, everything that he ever said, everything that he ever did, every decision that he ever made, every good, bad, all of it is and will be on display for all eternity. Everything. Nothing can be hidden. Nothing can be erased. So, the recent passing of President Hugo Chavez, now, everything he ever has done will now be laid bare for all eternity. Whether it be good or evil, it will be known. Nothing is hidden when this life is over. Nothing can be covered up when this life is over. Nothing can be gotten away from when this life is over. You know, people should not fear the punishment on this side. Yes, there's consequences for things in this life, but that is nothing compared to what it is that people face when this life is over. When this life is over, your life stands at the mercy of the living God. Your life stands at His complete discretion. And the only way that somebody passes from death unto life is having bowed their knee before the King of Kings, having accepted the Lordship of Christ Jesus and the blood of Jesus to pay for the price of their sins and to wash them clean. Period. That's it. There's no other way. Because for every stupid thing you've ever done, you've got to pay the price for all eternity. Unless that has been paid for you. The only way for it to be paid for you is by receiving that gift of eternal life on this side. While you still draw breath, while you still have the ability to hear, to understand, to receive, to make a free will decision. See, you gotta choose it while you can. Because if you don't, then you're making a choice that way. If you don't choose it while you can, if you don't choose life, you're choosing death. If you don't choose truth, you choose the lie. If you don't choose the kingdom of God, you're choosing the world and the world system, or self, which is also an extension of that. You know, to be selfish is also a goal of the world system. You know, it prizes itself. The world system prizes itself on making people selfish, on making people self-serving, on making people focus on that which, it just needs to make them focus on that which they can, just it's all about you, right? My life, me, my, I. You know, they did a survey one time. This is, I think it's back in the 50s, but basically the telephone companies in the U.S., they wanted to find out what the number one spoken word was on all these phone conversations. And so they cataloged thousands of phone conversations. You know what the number one word was? Guess. The number one word spoken was I. The singular person, I. I this, I that, I. You know why? Because human beings inherently, in your natural being, separate from the living God, you are selfish, self-serving, and it is all about I. Me, my. What I can get, who I am. My self-importance, my position, I. And you know, that's one thing that God sets people free from. Because you know, that's a bondage. You know, that is a bondage to be enslaved to I. Whereas when you lose, you know, if you, Jesus talked about this in Mark chapter 8. If you try to save your life in this world, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake and for the gospel, you'll find it. It's a paradox. Because in focusing your entire life on I, you end up losing your life. But in losing your life for the gospel and for the truth, which is about Christ, which is liberation within, which is salvation from this world system, in that, losing your life for the sake of the gospel, for truth, for Jesus, you find life. And for anybody that's done that, you know what I'm talking about. For anybody that's truly given up your heart, your being to the Creator, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords, to the one that made you and loves you, if you've given that up and you've surrendered your life and your heart and your entire being unto Him, you know what I'm talking about, and you know what you've been set free from. And you know what you've been set free unto. God liberates you, brings you out, sets you free unto an abundant life in Him. You know, Jesus Christ sets people free, sets them free from the captivity of their own mind. You know, your own being, apart from Him, will enslave you. Your own being, your own mindset, apart from the living God, will enslave you. It will make you quite miserable all the days of your life. You will go from one bondage into the next, from one illusion to the next, from one set of expectations, false hopes, false dreams, false goals, false visions, false ideologies, false religious teachings, false indoctrinations, false religious practices, false teachers, false deceptions, false career goals, false life expectations. You go from one to the next, to the next, to the next, empty, delusional, disheartened. And when those don't work out, people get mad at God. People get mad at God when everything doesn't work out for them according to their plan, purpose, agenda in the world and the world system. Isn't that funny? Rather than bowing their knee before the Creator and asking Him for His will, plan, and purpose, and for Him to give them true life, abundant life, rather than that, they focus on making life work in this world and how God can make that work for them. Isn't that special? And so then when life doesn't turn out how they want to in the world, then the question starts, then they start wondering, okay, what happened? You know, it is a beautiful thing to be set free. It is a beautiful thing to be liberated by the living God. You know, God sets His people free that they might worship Him. And those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know, when you've been set free, you praise God. When you've been set free, you thank Him. When you've been set free, you know what? You're so grateful because you know what He brought you out of. You know what He set you free from. You know, one of the best things God set me free from was myself. God set me free from me. God released me from myself. God saved me from what I would have done to myself if left unto my own devices and my own accord apart from Him. Oh my goodness. If God did not intervene in my life, did not grab a hold of me early, I know what I would have done to myself. I know the destruction I would have done to my own life and to the lives of so many other people around me. Because I know what's in me. You know, Jesus, the scriptures talk about how Jesus never entrusted Himself unto any man because He knew what was in man. And also, Paul writes in Galatians, he says that in your flesh dwells no good thing. So realize that the fallen nature is carnal. The fallen nature is separate. And that fallen nature needs to be brought under subjection. And the Spirit of God within you gives you the power to do that. The Spirit of God within you gives you the ability to be what you cannot, to do what you cannot. You know, you have been set free, and for a purpose, that you might worship the living God in spirit and in truth. You weren't set free just for the sake of being set free. You were set free so you could live an abundant life. What use is freedom to a man that chooses to sit in a jail cell? What use is your freedom in Christ Jesus if you choose to sit in the jail cell? God set you free that you might live, that you may take Him up at His word, that you might follow Him, that you might live the adventure that He intended. You know, this life was meant to be an adventure. This life was meant to be a challenge. This life was meant to be a journey. This life was meant to be something that you could look back on and marvel when you see the hand of God throughout. You were supposed to get used to, as a follower of Christ, living in the miraculous. The miraculous was supposed to be commonplace for you. That means that when God would do things contrary to what the natural laws would be, contrary to what people's expectations would be, that when God would act and move on your behalf, that you'd be used to that. That would be par for the course. You know, recently, somebody very close to me had two dogs that were going to be, that looked like they were both going to be put down. Looked like they both needed to be put to sleep because they both were very sick. And the Spirit of God quickened me to pray for the dogs. And God miraculously healed both of them. Now, here's the thing. Is that a big deal? No. Is it a cool thing? Yes. Is it something that we're grateful to God for? Yes. Because God heals. He heals people. He even heals dogs. He takes care for His creation. He takes care for those that anyone that would call out unto Him, He will meet them. And a miracle is not a big thing for Him. Intervening into the affairs of people is not a big thing for Him. Now, I know we got some friends out there that, you've come from an Islamic background, you're listening in. Hey, God loves dogs too, brother. It's okay. God loves His entire creation. And He made it all, and He intended that human beings would be good stewards of the earth. We were intended to be good stewards of the earth, not to destroy the earth, not to exploit it. We were meant to have dominion over it. But look at how God takes care of His creation. Look at how God put balance in the earth. Man's life and existence was meant to reflect Him, and not for the sake of profit and a fast buck to destroy everything around him. People that live like that live under a curse. If you have position, if you have authority, if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, learn to be the servant of all. You got to learn to serve in this kingdom. You have to learn to put on that. You got to learn to put on humility. And you got to learn to love. And to make yourself available to the needs of others, but according to His leading and direction, because otherwise, you will get drained dry. You got to also know where the exploitation takes place, because there's a lot of people that are out there that their whole mission in life is to attack the children of God, and you got to know what's genuine and what's not, and that the Spirit of God will lead you to. That the Spirit of God will quicken you to. That is what the Spirit of God will. He'll show you. He'll show you who's real and who's not. Who's called and who's not. Who's one of His and who's not. And there's a lot in this world walking around that are not His. And they serve a purpose. even as Pharaoh served a purpose, in that God was glorified in what happened, in his hardening of his heart and refusal to let go of the people of God, God was glorified in that. But God was glorified in spite of Pharaoh, not in collaboration with Pharaoh. And there's a lot of people in this world that God is going to be glorified in spite of what they're doing. And their actions are only going to serve to show and to reveal God's hand and God's power in this day and in this age. So, you know what? Don't worry about them. Don't worry about those that oppose the truth. Don't worry about those that would seek to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. They do it unto their own destruction. They do it unto their own hurt. They do it unto their own perishing and loss of their eternal souls. But that's their choice. As for you, speak the truth. Preach the gospel. Let people know what's true and what's real. Let people know that there's an eternal God that brings all things into account. Let them know that there's judgment after this life is over. And while they're here, that this is the time. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. And accordingly, let it be true in your own life. Love the truth, and the truth, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And with that, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Hey, drop us an email. Faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Or drop us a note on our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix on Facebook and you'll find us. We love you guys. Keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you really soon. All right. Bye.